just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Naturally, I'm playing Journey. Steve Perry. You know what? This is, if I could choose, I actually can choose because I got a radio show, but if I could choose a theme song for my life, it would be Don't Stop Believin'. I'm an eternal optimist. I know. Can you believe it? After what I have to endure every day and going through the daily news, that's why when I leave the station, I leave it behind as much as possible, because if I didn't, if I talked about this, thought about it, digested it 24/7, I would be even crazier than I already am. So Don't Stop Believin'. There's a reason why I played that by Journey. Steve Perry, God love you. I saw this article just yesterday. Italy turns right. This Giorgia Meloni elected prime minister. First Sweden and now Italy. And we can be heartened by that. Wow. In Europe, they're actually... There's some people with some common sense that are voting, that are prevailing in elections. Yes. So Giorgia Meloni will become Italy's first female prime minister after leading her, listen to this, far right party, the Brothers of Italy. Hey, what about the Sisters of Italy, too? She led her party to victory in national elections. And in a victory speech to her supporters just yesterday, Meloni, who's spoken out against what she calls the LGBT lobby and mass immigration, she knows where it's at, said it was a night of pride and a night of redemption. And what I take heart at is this whole, and there are some that call it the EU project, this left-leaning project is not working in Europe, and it's not working anywhere, frankly. And it just takes a little bit of common sense to see right through those on the left and that which they promise, which is not utopia. It's actually the opposite. And I'm delighted and heartened by the fact that Giorgia Meloni will be Italy's first female prime minister. All right. So in other news, which isn't so uplifting, but... not surprising, frankly, this student loan handout that Biden signed to, to give relief to students. You know what I never understand is why instead of sticking it to the American taxpayer, why don't you stick it to these universities? They have these huge endowment funds. Why don't they give every student a $10,000 discount on their tuition? That's what I don't understand. And honestly, they have to actually give students some sort of incentive to want to go to college by telling them that they're going to give them a $10,000 windfall. You know, maybe the fact is that kids don't want to go to college anymore because they see through it, and it's not... The indoctrination that occurs is something that parents of these kids don't want to pay for anymore. One can only hope, right? Don't stop believing, of course. So I'm sure that you've also seen this. I've heard this discussed on other talk radio programs. This man who killed this teenager, this Republican teenager, over politics and the light. He was released on bond, but it's the most peculiar story. I don't know if you've heard of it. This 41-year-old man named Shannon Brandt, he's been charged with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a crash, but he's out on bond. And I thought this has got to be some lefty city in one of the lefty states like California or New York. No, it's in Fargo, that's my Minnesota accent. It's in North Dakota, which is really peculiar to me. But he was drunk, when he hit this kid, and that, I mean, that really shouldn't be an excuse because nobody poured the alcohol down his throat. He made the conscious decision to drink too much and then get behind the wheel of a vehicle. But he had a dispute with someone over politics. And it's just, the whole thing is really strange, and kind of wondering why the FBI isn't investigating that. Of course, rhetorical question. Silly me. We know why that would be, right? Of course we do. If you'd like to join the conversation, a couple other things to upset you this morning. Well, actually, this is kind of positive and negative at the same time that it even has to occur. But in Tennessee, I don't know if you heard about this, these child gender transitions at Vanderbilt Hospital. Ugh, so creepy. But Tennessee lawmakers are looking to tighten up the legislation. You know, the fact that you have to make laws to protect children from these groomers that are in our public schools, these groomers that are in hospitals, that are in healthcare, that are claiming that this is for a child. They're looking out for what's best for the children. You know, when someone says that, you can rest assured that it's the exact opposite. So a couple other things before we go to calls. 715-845-2155. Two Democrat-run cities turn to civilians amidst policing shortages and a violent crime spike. There's a shocker. New Orleans is one. And so the New Orleans Police Department is hiring, oh my gosh, seriously, I just printed this out, 50 to 75 civilians amid a staffing crisis. Really? Because they're going to be adequately trained to help prevent crime from occurring? Oh, yet another city on my list of places I will not be vacationing anytime soon. Add that to any city in California at this point, maybe Northern California, but no, not San Francisco, but way north. I certainly won't be visiting Chicago anytime soon. I hate to say that I really don't, in light of my guest on feedback this morning. Milwaukee's a little bit scary. I have a son that lives in Milwaukee, so actually going to visit him this weekend if the weather is good. But it's concerning, and although it's depressing, we need to be made aware of it, obviously, so that we're adequately prepared. And really, we want to urge our policymakers, meaning our legislators, to look at the rising crime in these bigger cities here in our state and encourage them to develop policies that will help alleviate the problem, that will support our law enforcement officers. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Oh, good morning, Megan. This is Donna. Thank you for taking my call. I know you're always busy. I just want to let you know that our Wasatch Police Department, they're awesome. They're always on duty whenever you need them. For example, there was phone fraud. Someone calls up saying you have won a publisher's clearinghouse, and in order to claim your prize, you need to give you $500, and we'll meet you at the credit union, and you can give us a cashier's check.
Wow.
And then I called our local law enforcement, and they came right away, and they were knocking at the door as the guy called back saying, "Where are you? Don't you have the check?" I says, "No, I'm sitting in my living room." And he says, "Well, we went over this. You're going to give us that check, aren't you?" I says, "No." And then the policeman comes. He talks to the person on the phone, and he says, "Well, you know, you're doing a crime, and it's fraud." And he says, "Don't call here anymore. And, we have your number. And so give a praise out to our local Wasatch Police Department. They're always on duty."
Yep, amen. I agree. I am very grateful for our law enforcement officers, whether it's our sheriff's department or our municipal law enforcement officers. Yes, they have a very difficult, sometimes thankless job. And, I mean, it's always good. In fact, if you ever have an opportunity when you are out and about somewhere, like at a Quick Trip or something, I saw a law enforcement officer come in, and he went out too quickly for me to offer to buy him a coffee or even buy him, well, you know, that's sort of a stereotype, buy him a donut. If you're at Quick Trip, they're good. So, well, thank you for calling in, Donna. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you were able to thwart the criminal, the fraudster, that was, oh my gosh, I would, who wouldn't like to win the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes? But you're not going to, you know, they would never ask you for money, obviously.
No,
so,
no.
But,
and then I just wanted to say a positive note. Wausau is a good place.
All right.
You have a good day. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Hi, Meg. Mike from Plover. Hey, I'm calling because of the student loan thing that you were talking about.
Oh, yes.
How about the federal government pay back Social Security before they pay off all these student loans? They haven't done that yet either.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Or even some of the benefits, or, you know, really the unemployment benefits that there are still those in the state of Wisconsin that suffered under the shamdemic and have yet to see any unemployment benefits as a result of the government shutting down their place of work because they deemed it non-essential. Yes, I would concur. I mean, to take care of their responsibilities before they offer up more money that we don't have. More, you know, before they offer.
What is that, about 13% of our population has outstanding student loan debt, and they want the rest of the population to pay for it?
Well, and what's interesting is that that percentage is also those that have advanced degrees that are going to be in a higher income bracket than most of us that are actually going to be paying for it. They really don't need that help. And that's just, I mean, that just goes to show that what Joe Biden is trying to do is to buy votes. I mean, that's really what
it's a shame how they treat our senior citizens too. The fact that, you know, they've been below poverty level for decades, and yet they won't give them a cost of living increase at all.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Well, and, you know, I've said for years that I'm not going to count on a Social Security check, because I don't ever believe that we're, in our lifetimes, younger generations are ever going to see it because of how the government mismanages our money to begin with.
I personally believe that it's probably going to go away about halfway through my retirement because I'm a baby boomer and at the end of the baby boomer generation, and I think it's probably going to end and leave me in the lurch.
What a ripoff, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
We've paid for how many years, and this is the way they thank us, but yeah.
Average 40 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's infuriating. Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
I'll definitely call in again. Thank you, Meg.
Thanks, have a great day.
Yep, take care.
Thank
Bye.
You, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
40 years, yeah.
Hello, Meg. It's Lisa calling. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Lisa?
Pretty good. I'm calling about the big handouts for the college tuition.
Big guy, yeah.
I got a couple people that I literally know personally. As you know, I'm in the service industry, and they are, you know, always looking for handouts. So neither of them finished their college, but they're both getting it reimbursed. And then they turn around and apply for college again and get grants and then quit. It's a game.
Yeah, it's really infuriating how this is all at the expense, literally and figuratively, of the hardworking taxpayers, of those of us who are responsible and believe in paying back our loans and believe, you know, and if, I mean, it's just like any other loan. If you aren't going to pay it back, then you shouldn't take it in the first place. And
exactly. And I agree with you that universities should be doing this crediting because it's way overblown pricing anyway. So, I mean, they should find a way to do it if they're going to do it at all.
Right. Well, and I to think that, you know, what I don't understand, Lisa, is that we have generations of young people that don't even understand that this is something that not even in their lifetimes are we ever going to make a make a dent in the debt that is owed as a result of Democrat policies. And they're just kicking the can farther down the road. And you know, again, I just say, if all of us stopped paying back our loans, where would our country be?
Right. And they don't understand that. They don't understand any of the repercussions at all.
Yes,
they just free handle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for calling in this morning, Lisa. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And May, dance like nobody's looking, okay?
Oh, I'll dance even if they're looking.
Hey, that's all I teach you more.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. My name is Jim from Belmont. I have a question about taxation in the central Wisconsin area.
All right.
We just got an assessment yesterday that our property tax, our property assessment has gone up 50%.
50?
50. 55, actually.
Oh, my God.
Which means I pay already $600 a month just in property tax. It's going to go up to near $1,000 a month.
So
what can we do?
Where are you located?
Belmont. It's about 25 miles south and east of near Wapaka.
Gosh, okay. So I guess I know that anytime I receive my property tax statement, I know that there is a, I'm pretty certain there is an option to go to the city and contest it. I mean,
yes.
I guess that's the first step that I would take, although I would think that there would be strength in numbers. So
I would
encourage you to talk with your neighbors or to talk with those also in your community that have seen their taxes go up. Where is the majority of the funding? I mean, is it as it's outlined or itemized on your tax bill?
Where it goes to?
Yeah.
To the schools, actually. And that's disappointing because I'm a retired. Well, my wife and I are both retired. We're in our 60s and 70s, and we haven't had kids in school. We don't have to pay for that bill, but here we are.
So what school and district is that, Jim?
I think it's called Almond Bancroft, yes.
Okay.
And like I said, we don't have anybody in school. We haven't for years. Well, we never have, actually. And we're seniors, and we get stuck with paying so much school tax. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well,
do you do? Call your representative? I mean, or
yeah, and I'm just trying to think who tell give. See, I can picture Almond. Is it? It's Almond. So you're south on I-39, right? I mean,
of Clover. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess you could try Pat Teston, Senator Pat Teston. You could also. I don't know if you are familiar with any of your. I don't know if you have a town board. I don't know if it's a town board or city, depending on.
We do.
Okay.
Which they gave us an option to meet October 18th, I think it is, to go contest. But
okay.
I don't know. I've talked to several neighbors, and they all got similar, anywhere from 55 to 70% increases.
Okay, well, I'm
because
gonna,
I guess
gonna,
they haven't done us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm going to put it on you, Jim. You should organize a little, I don't want to say rally, but rally your fellow citizens there in Belmont to attend this meeting and make an issue out of it.
Then we'll have the FBI up our butt.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's worth it to step up and stand out. But
yeah.
You know what I would do is I would encourage you to. Are there any elected representatives it's either your town or your city council that are friendly, that are conservative, that might be able to also be an advocate for you?
Yeah, I just got this yesterday, so I haven't had a lot of activity, a lot of time to mobilize yet, but I'm going to call Strickland. She's our district representative, but she's not a friendly, actually.
No, she certainly isn't. But, I mean, it's worth making the call because you want to be a thorn in their sides. You don't want them to think that they're getting away with it. So, yeah, I would. I would encourage that. And if you put something together, I mean, if you're talking to your fellow citizens and you want me to announce it, send me an email and I'll talk about it on the air again.
That'd be great. Thanks. Right. I enjoy your program very much, Meg.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You very...
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you tuning in. Have a great day. I'm going to go to a break and I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. No, I won't back down. You can stay. Hey, got a boogie. Fashionably late Meg. Have a great day. God bless. I'll talk with you again tomorrow.